Chapter 3. The Start of the Fight. There are many more hills to climb. Life was not easy in Johannesburg. Black people could only live in certain parts of the city, called townships. These were often poor places. Many people made their own houses with pieces of wood and things that they found. Not all jobs were open to black people in the city. Justice soon went back to the great place, but for Mandela, Johannesburg was exciting. He met a white lawyer, Lazar Sidelski. Sidelski was unusual because he worked for both black and white people. He liked Mandela and offered him a job in his business. So Mandela started to work in the lawyer's office. He lived in a township that was more than 10 kilometers away. Every morning, he walked all the way to his job. Then in the evening, he walked home again. All evening, he studied hard because he wanted to become a lawyer himself. He didn't have a lot of money. Sometimes he didn't eat anything for days. In 1942, he won a place at Witwatersrand University. There, he could follow his dream to become a lawyer. He also met many people at the university who were interested in politics. His new friends, black and white, supported fair rights for all South Africans. Mandela agreed with them completely. Life was unfair for black South Africans, in their own country. And with no vote, how could black people ever change this unfair government? Mandela joined the African National Congress, the ANC. This political group fought for rights for black and other non-white Africans. But for Mandela, the group talked too much and didn't do enough. He and his friends started a smaller group, the ANC Youth League, in 1944. Mandela and his old friend Oliver Tambo worked hard for this new group. Around this time, Mandela met a young woman. Her name was Evelyn Mase, and she worked in a hospital. He and Evelyn married, and they had their first son, Tembi, in 1945. Mandela was still getting a little money from his job at Sidelski's office, but the family mostly lived on Evelyn's pay. Mandela continued to discuss the country's political problems with his friends. How could they change things? How could they make South Africa fair for Africans? Then, in 1948, things changed, but in the wrong way. They became much worse. The South African voters chose a new government, the National Party. This was a party of Afrikaners, and under its leader, Daniel Malan, life became even harder for non-white South Africans. Peaceful protest, 18 dead. Many political groups tried to fight the new government. The ANC tried to discuss black rights with them. They asked other countries for help too, but nothing worked. On May 1st, 1950, many people in the country didn't go to work as a protest. Mandela and his friend Walter Sisulu were walking home when they saw some of these peaceful protesters in the street. Suddenly, police on horses appeared and started using guns. Nelson and Walter hid in a building. They later heard the terrible news. 18 of the protesters were dead. The South African government was clearly ready to stop black rights in any way possible. Mandela worked even harder for the things that he believed in. In 1950, he became one of the leaders of the ANC.